All right, so we left off last, well, whatever it was, the last year.
What did that mean as last season?
So last time, we defined Pilpoli, but we basically defined the question of Yeveshta. In other words, the Tavlin problem. But now, the Gemara at the end, on Retifta, meaning a regular peppercorn that you pull off the tree, so you definitely make a bracha. But this brings us to a machlokas Rishonim, as we mentioned. So many Rishonim hold that simply by going through the sugya, straightforward, the conclusion is, without a doubt, you make a bar priates. But the Rambam and the Rif, Paskin Bari Pri Adama. And there's a Tshuva Sarajba that tries to explain why it becomes Hadama. Why is it, first of all, why isn't it Bari Pri Aetz? And second of all, why doesn't it default to a Shahakal if it's not Bari Pri Aetz? How does it take the middle position of Bari Pri Adama? So we said, however, because the Rajba makes mention that it should have had a din, like a korah, like a hearts of palm, the soft of the palm, so we said we would just take a look at the Gemara on korah first, which I think is a good idea. So we'll do this sugya now, daf lamed vav amid aleph, on korah, four lines down in the wide lines. So the Gemara says, korah, Rav Yehuda Omar Bar Pri Adama, Ushmu Amar Shakol Niyah B'dvaro. Alright, so first of all, what is a Korah? Rashi. Korah. Rach Shel Dekel. The soft of the Dekel. Keshanof of Gidela B'chol Shana B'shana Kiderach Kol Ilonos Hanosof B'shana Zu Rach. So when it grows, like all trees, the new branches are soft. Uveshana shniya miskasha v'naseitz, and then in the subsequent years it gets hard and becomes like a regular tree. Okay, all right. Back to the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Amar Bari Pri Adama Peiru. Uchmul Amar Shakol Niyabidvaro Hoil v'Sofo Lahakshos. He says, no, you make a shakal, because in the end, it's going to get hard. Amar le Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Then Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina kivaseich mistavra. The way you learn, that makes more sense. The hot snow, because a radish, sofo lahakshos. Umivarchina alea bar pri adama. Okay, he says, yours makes more sense because everybody holds by its known that you definitely make Bari Pri Adama, even though it's Sofo Lahakshos. So you see, I'm wrong. And my svara of Sofo Lahakshos is rebutted by the case of its known. Okay? Yeah. So I would say at this point, it's worthwhile. I think we should define this. I mean, that's one conversation. So let's one machlokas, one conversation, and let's define it. Unless you guys feel differently. So, Reb Yehuda, his thinking is like this. He holds, first of all, you can't make a Bari Pri Ha'etz because it's not a Pri of the Eitz. It is the Eitz. So you can't make Bari Pri Ha'etz. Okay? Now he simply holds that as long as you have something that people relate to as food, that is, it's edible, you can eat it, and it emanates from the ground, so very simply, you make Bari Pri Adama. Simple as that. That's it. What other bracha should you make? It can't be Priya 8. It's not a product of the tree. It is the tree. I mean, you're basically eating the tree. And the tree is edible. And it comes from a ground. So therefore, it's Bar Priya Adama. That's Rabbi Yehuda. What does Shmuel hold? He says, Sofa Lahakshas. In other words, according to Shmuel, it can't be just accidentally edible to be defined as a pri in Hilchos Brachos. This is not essentially a pri. It just happens to be that in the development of the branches, that at some point this thing is possible to eat. It's soft enough that it's edible. But that's not its essential nature. Its essential nature is it's anafim. Because that's not the form of a pri. A pri has a certain idea of a pri. It means something that is essentially a edible product. But this isn't. This is only a accidentally so, but not really the nature of the thing. Its nature is not to be a pri, to be a product of edibility. So therefore, he says you cannot define it as pri ha'adama. Ah, but you're going to eat it. You're going to be nene. Okay. So he holds. You make a shakal. That's the question. That's the question. Right. Reb Yehuda holds that as long as it's edible, it's defined as a pri. It's not about the, it's not a certain, you know, tsura of the, or nature of the product. Simply, it's edible. If it's edible and it comes from the Adama, then that makes it a pri. The very edibility makes it a pri. According to Shmuel, it's not the accidental or circumstantial edibility. It has to be the nature of the object. The object has to have a certain characteristic, a certain nature, to be a pri. According to Shmuel, you can't call it a pri if its real existence is going to be a branch. Just so happens to be that a branch you could bite into right now. But that's not its nature. Its real essential nature is really, its form is going to be, what is this? This is a branch. This is not a pri. You hear, of course, the question is solely relegated to the question, does it meet the criteria of pri? The fact that it's edible, you definitely should make a bracha on it. In the last year we had there, the question is tavlin. Tavlin is not something that one relates to as an ochel at all. Yeah, so there's no problem between the two sugyas. Okay, tavlin is lav uchlahu. This is a question whether it's pri or not. Okay, good. It's good you raised it, though. In Snone also, you see that its end game does not exist as an edible product. In other words, the nature of the thing, if you just let nature take its course, it will not end up as a pri. It will end up as an extension of the very tree itself, of the branches. That's what you see. So Shmuel saw that. So he said, oh, I see my Svara is not going to work out. Because I see that we definitely, it seemed he knew the Masara, that there was no machlokas at all about Bar Priya Adama regarding Tznon. So he realized his Svara, albeit it sounded nice, doesn't work out factually. So he backed off. You see, he said it right away. Shinikavasech Mastara. I made a mistake. You're right. You want to start, you know, what do you call it? Underlying its case. I don't know where you're going to go with it. I don't know. I can't go there. I don't know what to do with that. I think it means pashut. The only reason he says the difference in the Lashon and Rashi, because in one case, the hearts of palm is mamish, the branch itself. While this is a protuberance, this is something coming out of it. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it becomes one with the branch. It's just a hard, woody thing at the end. That's what it turns into. Although, of course, it's hadam. I don't mean a tree. Okay, whatever. The bush, whatever it is. That's all Rashi's saying. I wouldn't read more into Rashi. Okay, so we're skipping the Braisa about Slav. I don't want to get lost with Slav and all its products and all the issues surrounding it. That's actually the next Gemara. I just want to skip the Amar of Nachum by Yitzchak. Slav, that's a caper tree. Okay? Slav, nati inshi adaita de shuta, dikla lo nati inshi adaita de kora. So Rav Nachman said, the distinction between slav, why there you make the brachas that you make on it, okay? Barit Kriya Eitz or Barit Kriya Dama, okay? But specifically by the Shuta, right? So there it's actually grown for that. But by the Dekel, it's not grown. People do not grow a Dekel tree for the purpose of the Korah, for the purpose of the hearts of palm. That is not the objective of the tree. Okay? V'yafagav the kalsei shmuel l'rav Yehuda hilchasa kivasei de shmuel. And even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, right, shinina kivasei chmestavra, nevertheless, the halach is like Shmuel. Now, plain pshat is that what the Gemara is saying is that the hilchas is kivasei de Shmuel, but not for the same reason. There's the Gemara switched reasons. In other words, Shmuel's reason why you make a shakel is because sofa lahakshas. But the Gemara really broke that down with Snon. Now the Gemara is flipping and saying it has to do, after its analysis of Tzlaf, that the analysis really is, as Rav Nachman said, that the key is that lo not the inshi adaita the korah. And that's why, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, nevertheless, it turns out that Shmuel's halacha of making a shahakal is right, but not mitaimei. But because of the reason of lo nati inchi adaita de korah. And that's the real winning argument. And then you don't have a kasha, of course, from Tznon. Because people do grow the radishes, the bush for radishes. Absolutely. So the fact that they're so full of hakshos is lo maila v'lo morid, according to the Gemara's final svara. You see? That's the way to learn. I mean, if you want to learn pashup shot, that's how to learn the Gemara. Okay? Because if you tell me that it's because of, what do you call it, that if the Gemara meant that Shmuel is right even in svara, so then you should bring back the kasha of Tznon. Lo not the inchi adaita is not going to help you by Tznon. Of course it's made for the radish. But if it's sofa lahakshos is the real concept, you're going to be stuck. So it has to be that the Gemara really said, no, sofa lahakshos got knocked off by Tznon. Now the Gemara continues its analysis through the Tzlaf, and it finally has this major idea. What did they plant the tree for? Okay, or the bush, or whatever. Okay? So the Gemara says, that's the key. Oh, so by Korah, nobody plants a palm tree for hearts of palm. At least in the time of the Gemara. Okay? I doubt you would say that today, by the way. But anyway, by the time of the Gemara, they didn't. So therefore, we go back to the psak of Shmuel that you make a shahakal. But not mitameh, not for his svara. It's our svara, it's Rav Nachman's svara. Namely, because lo nati inchi adaita de korah. Nobody ever plants the tree for the korah. And therefore, since they don't plant the tree for the Korah, you cannot define this thing. You cannot define the Korah as a product. It lacks in being a pre, because lo not the inchi. That's not the people's objective. They're not looking for this product. So therefore, it's not defined as the product. Ah, but it is edible, and people do eat it. Okay, so you make a shakal. No different than the Gemara held by juices. Right? The Gemara held as Zay of Alma. Right? That's what the Gemara held. Because nobody plants a tree to produce juice, except for wine. And wine, you would have made a Bar Kriya Eitz, except the Mishnah says we made it a bracha chashuva of Bar Kriya Gafen. Okay? As a matter of fact, it's machlokas achronim, maybe rishonim even, whether or not if you make a Bar Kriya Eitz on wine, you yotze. Okay? But that's only wine. In the time of the Gemara didn't know anything, they didn't imagine any other juices. Any other juice was completely an accidental byproduct. It was Zeya Balma, sweat. They considered like the sweat of the fruit. They didn't look at it as a product. So since it's not a product, you can't make a Bar Pri Ha'etz or Bar Pri Adama on juices. It's not possible. So the same thing by Korah. Lo Nati Inshi Adaita De Korah. That means that it can't be defined as a product. And therefore, you cannot say Pri Adama, Pri Ha'etz. But the fact that it is edible, so of course you make a shakel. You still make a shakel. You're being nene on something that's edible, that's an ochel, has nutritional value, and therefore you make a shakel. That's the Gemara's maskana. I mean, you've been around the block a little bit. You know, sometimes the Gemara will say that the halacha is like this guy, v'lo mitameh, but not for his reason. But the Gemara holds from his position. They paskin like his position. That's good. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, I'm just going to just record, just to mention that, yeah, if you take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah, he learns the Gemara differently than we learned. He learns that Sofo Lahakshos and Daita Denafshe, and Lodati Inish and Daita the Korah, that whole, those are one and the same. Somehow he works out that Sofo Lahakshos and not the Inshi are one and the same. But then you're going to run into some difficulties in the Gemara. You're going to have to work it out. All right, I don't want to get lost in that. Right, so anyhow, Sof Kol Sof. So you first start off with a Machlokas, Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda, which we defined, about what... I'm sorry. Between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, about how you define a pre. Now, you're going to have another machlokas, sof kol sof, because the Gemara holds that you make a shahakol, because lo nuti inshia daita dekora. That's not the objective of this growth. And therefore, it doesn't qualify as a pre. That's the side that says you make a shahakol on hearts of palm, according to Gemara's maskana. Okay? And Rav Yehuda still has the same position, that you make hadama because it's perihu. In other words, as long as it's a biologically it's something that comes from the ground and is edible, that's the definition of a pri. But according to the Gemara's maskana, meaning Rav Nachman by Yitzchak holds no. That he holds, in order to be defined as a pre, it has to be the objective of this tree. In other words, in the human framework, why do human beings plant this tree? What product are they looking for? That's what defines pre. So is pre defined simply by its the biological framework, and of course that it's edible, okay? or you say no. In order to be defined as a free, it's in the human framework. That's how you define a free. Yeah, in other words, yes, and it turns out that the three machlokas is very nice. Both in the original machlokas, Shmuel and Rav Yehuda both hold that you look at it from the biological framework. The only machlokas they had is that Shmuel held that it has to be essentially pre, essentially edible, okay? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda didn't care if that's its essential nature in the biological framework. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak holds no. He rejects the biological framework and it goes by the human objective. In other words, according to the last sheet, you have the biological world, but it is qualified by the human objective. So therefore, not anything that grows on a tree will be defined as a pre. It has to be that is the objective. Not any product of a tree is defined as a pre. It has to be that is the human objective of that growth. That's the Rashi really talked about that in Divrei HaMaskil, Hocha Islei Iluya Achrina, in the previous sugya. He says, Ve'ikar ha-pri lechach nita'uhu, hilkach priyu. That's exactly what Rashi stated in the previous sugya, that idea. Okay? So it's by the human objective, the human purpose. Now, Lemaisa, I think today you'd have a very hard time arguing that you shouldn't make a hadama on Korah. Because the Gemara's whole svara is lo nati in shia daite. But we do. Hearts of palm is an industry. Nobody could say that they don't grow this thing for the hearts of palm. How could you say that? It's a major industry today. It's a delicate, it's a great food. It's a chashuva thing. I don't know how you can't, I don't know how you're not going to make a dhamma on it today if you follow the svara of the Gemara. The Gemara tells you why. Let's get to tell me that the Gemara paskin and then you can't change. I don't know, that doesn't make sense. Why should that be? That's based on that time when people never did this thing. But it's changed. Today people all eat hearts of palm. That's why people grow. That's an industry. Okay, now, back to the Rajva. So the Rajva, they asked him about Pilpli Ratifta. That, why do you make a Bar Priya dumb on it? Right? It should be Bar Priya eggs. So he says like this. Kevon she'ein notin osan el al dashis yavshu v'yochlu ruban v'yavshu son shechukin betavlin bilvad. So since people, what's the real objective of planting the peppercorns? Is really for the spice. That's why they really, that's the essential reason they grow it, is for spice. Ve'ein anechon kein bifnei atzmon ela mi'utam lefamim. Okay, and now only the minority eat them as peppercorns. Eim avarchen aleihem bar priya eitz ela priya dama. V'karav ha'yashlo yivarcha lehen ela shahakol kekora. Ah! So we understand what that means now. Because lo not the inshia daite the retifta. Really, they do it for the spice. So now if you do eat the peppercorns, why should it be any different than a kora where the svara is lo not the inshia daite? And you make a shahakol as a result. Because this is not in the human framework, this isn't the product. But, Ella, Lefishinecholin Hamaatmehem Biritivusan, Vadaita the Hochenami, Nutiksas, Mivorchen Aleim Bore Priadama. But since, here comes the move. Okay, I'm happy I didn't say this far. You get killed. Okay? Got to be the Rajba. But since what? There is a minority who does eat it in its moist state, and people also, some people, also plant it for that reason. So therefore you do make a bar priya dava. So I mean, the manashach. If you are machshiv the miyut, that their objective is a real objective, so shouldn't it be bar priya eitz? And if you're not machshiv them, it should be shahakol. What's this middle road of the Rajba? That's the problem. That's the problem. The Rajba is seemingly very strange. What does he hold? Are you machshiv the miyat, the ktsas b'nei adam, who are not the adaita dahachi for the pilpili, for the moist peppercorns? So no, if you machshiv that should be a bar priya eitz, then you say that their objective in the human framework is a real objective. Okay, so make bar priya eitz. And if you tell me you're not machshiv it, so then nullify their das, and now it should be that it's a shahakol, because people plant it for the spice. How do you get this middle? How did the Rashba pull this off in explaining the Rambam and the Rif? That's the question. So yeah, I think we have the question much clearer now. That itself is a gain in knowledge. You just one shouldn't argue that one second, peppercorns really are a product, because we want it in order to make spices. Because you need the peppercorns in order for them to dry and become spice. To be ground up to become spice. But the answer is, that's not the product we're talking about. We're not talking about product as a commodity. As a commodity, of course, moist peppercorns are a commodity. But we're talking about product in the world of ochel, achila. And peppercorns, if it weren't for the minority, they wouldn't be a product at all. So therefore you would say it's just like korin, you should make a shahakal. Okay, that's just a clarification. Right, again, there it is. If you say the miyat is buckled to the rov, so then the final analysis is that people don't plant the tree for this purpose. So that should be a shahakal. It's no different than Korah. And if you tell me the miyat really is chashuv, that we say that this tree really, its objective is for peppercorns, then it should be ha'etz. How do you work it out that you machshiv the miyat, but that only results in the peppercorn being hadama? Doesn't sound like it makes any sense.
I'm going to upload this thing already. Get this out of my face. Oh, wait, that's not what I want to do. I need this, and then I need one of these deals.
What time is the next again?
Lam Vav Am Vav.
That turned out nice.
Three of my clockets. That was very good.
That is nice.
That was nice. Whoa, what's going on here? What is going on here? If you okay, now we're going to sing a song together. It's called If You're Happy and You Know It, Clap Your Hands.
No.
Clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really, really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Your reservation is complete. Get $50 cash back, plus money-saving discounts. Limit one per household. Terms and conditions apply. Click yes below now.
No. No thanks. Not right now. The reservation is complete. You're done.
Oh, okay. So they'll send me the thing?
Oh, check out. Maybe this thing? No, I don't want this. Hotel credit? No. Your reservation complete.
Okay.
Trip confirmation, booking number.
That sounds good to me. I guess that sounds good to me, right?
I assume so. If you're happy and you know it, ma 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 ma.
You're going to be there. Where are you going to be over Shabbos? I thought you
stayed
there before on Shabbos.
Yeah. Where are you going, ma? Mommy's not Shomer Shabbos every weekend, you know.
No, where are you going?
What? She's conservadox. I love when people say, oh, I'm conservadox. Yeah, what's good? Shmuel, maybe you should come. Want to come in for Shabbos, Shmuel?
Wait, what?
Maybe Shmuel will come in for Shabbos.
When?
And next Shabbos. To keep me company. I have nobody
here.
You're here
alone?
Yeah, I'm here all alone because...
All right, fine, I'll go.
There's a... What are you called? You know, I think there's a violation of the whole Kiddushin contract. What does the Gemara say? I think you lose the your burial rights. I don't have to give supply medicine for you. There's a whole trade-off there in Ksuvus if a wife doesn't do certain things for the husband. I better look these halachas up. Let's stop. You know, all of a sudden you don't want me to go by halacha. I notice. All of a sudden there's no halacha. What happened to the whole halachic status? I don't have... What is this, an open marriage? Everyone disappeared. Heidi sent me a text this morning, as you know.
All right, I'll bring on my friends.
What? She started with the apologies, not calling me to mazel tov. I said, stop it, leave me alone. No, I don't. Not when her daughter's in that state. Well, that's true in general. Now she has finally an excuse. Now she's apologized. She's been apologizing for the last 5 years, not for now.